Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Standen.
Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. What a great show with Chris Jones and Ali Hosseini from Blue Seas Stabilizers and so much more. Super knowledgeable guys having a good time talking fishing here.
Totally, talking fishing and talking stabilizers. Again, you know, I'm already learning so much, and there's so much cool stuff to talk about and so much new technology coming out in that stabilizer world, and so excited that Blue Seas has branched out into Blue Seas Stabilizers. This is going to be a really cool venture, and I think that's exactly what San Diego needs, is somebody like these guys on our back putting this on. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. And hey, man, we're having a lot of fun talking with you. If you want to join us this morning, we'd love to hear from you. It's going to be a great second hour. Give us a call, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup, 213-432-1090. Or send us a text. We've had a ton of text messages. Boy, text really dominating this morning.
Yeah.
If you got a text message and you want to send it through, it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. We say it all the time. The Let's Talk Hookup app is a free download. If you don't have it already, you should absolutely get it. It's the only way to listen to archive shows. It's the easiest way and the only way that you can send in your text message questions to Let's Talk Hookup. Make sure that you include your contact info as well, because if you win the big prize at the end of the show today, we want to make sure to get it to you. And what a prize it is. We've been talking about it a little bit all morning. $300 gift certificate to Costa Sunglasses. That's going to one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show, which is going to be won by a coin flip. And boy, we're going to flip that coin, and somebody's going to get a brand new pair of Costas.
Yeah.
With that said, we're going to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report, and today that FishDope.com report is sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, truck, or boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know that Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? 25 cents for your first 5-pound bag of ice, or $3.99 for 25 pounds. You can get as many of those as you want. That's half the price of the others. Plus, you can get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill. Kirkland products at lower prices than the store that makes them. Dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents and so much more. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always those low prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. We're going to start off our Catch Report with our private boater buddy and FishDope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Rick and Pete, Chris, Allie. Great show. So much information here.
Morning. Morning, Mark.
Morning.
Hey, guys. So it's been a really interesting week this week, you know, coming up on mid-August. Midsummer's about here. And some of the fish we expect to be here are, that's for sure. And some of the other ones, not so much, like that yellowfin you guys were just talking about. I mean, they breezed through here a few weeks back, and where the hell did they go? We need them back here. But starting up north, yeah, big surprise here the last couple days. Got a little break in the weather, new influx of squids, and led to some absolutely wide-open halibut fishing for the guys. The epicenter was Beatrice Bay there in Santa Rosa. A lot of boats had full 5-fish limits, which is just unheard of in terms of halibut fishing. But, you know, the more savvy guys, they just walloped them halibuts. And kind of got to watch the weather now. It's getting a little grumpy again, of course, but we'll see what happens. No reports from Nick this week. Santa Barbara Island's just inside enough to be out of the weather for the most part. And last couple of days, really good grade yellowtail fishing there. A couple boats were there yesterday, did very well. If you got some squid, no problem at all, but they're biting sardines and mackerels just fine. Those big yellows love mackerels. At Catalina, just, you know, kind of standard summertime fishing over there. All the kelpine critters are biting just fine. And, you know, no shortage of boats over there on the weekend, that's for sure. And, but a healthy dose of good grade yellows are living at that island too, and they're scattered all over. It's not just one spot. They're scattered all around, front side, back side, whatever. They won't bite a sardine, but again, they love those mackerels. You guys want to target that big yellow, and a lot of that stuff's pushing 30 pounds. I mean, it's just been some beautiful fish over there. But fish a mackerel on 40 pound, you stand your best chance of landing them. The fish are around the structure, you got to watch out for that. You definitely got to watch out for the seal problems. You got to pull hard, guys. Over at Clemente, still pretty good fishing for the calico bass. Man, there's this, those calico bass are just on a tear over there. And quite a bit of yellow scattered up and down the front side. That front side, it was kind of a crazy thing with the amount of sport boat pressure it had here this week, because some of the inner areas where they would normally be fishing tunas and such got kind of slow. So they all mounted up on the front side of Clemente there. I heard some interesting comments from some of the guys about that situation there. Pretty interesting for sure. And offshore, like I said, a lot of the inner areas got a little bit slow. But the big news there is that catchable BFT wound up on the Cortez and the Tanner. And a lot of times, you know, it shows up at this time of year and settles in for a month or so. So let's hope that that's the case. But it's been really good fishing for the 20 to 30 pound, maybe a little bit bigger one occasionally up on the shallows of the bank. And then at night, the guys are slipping out over the edge and, you know, fishing the jigs for the bigger grade fish. And then like Allie was talking here earlier, you know, that really big fish stuff, it's up there in that 499 snail 711 sector. Seems like it moved a little bit west, and moving west means you're moving out into the weather, and weather's coming up, guys, so that may be out of reach here for the next couple days. So that's this week's report. There's a lot going on, and it's time to go fishing, guys.
And, of course, yeah, fishdope.com has all the information you need. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And the phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And like I said, guys, it is time to go fishing.
I dig it, man. Great report. We'll take that every time, Mark. Appreciate that. Great tip about the fish moving out to the west. That's a good call. And, man, we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
Thanks, buddy. All right. With that, we're going to slide on down all the way to Cedros Island and talk to our great friend Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing. What's up, Rosie?
Hey, guys. Good morning to you all.
Morning.
You know, I thought I would switch it up a little bit here because the last couple of weeks we've had a couple of different groups down there, and, you know, we never really touch on the diving that we do have at Cedros. And like I said, we've had a couple of groups down there, and these guys are just doing really well. They all come back and they always tell me it's like an aquarium down there. And unlike us that are, you know, anglers and hoping something bites the hook, these guys go down there and they can kind of be picky and choosy about what they take. And, you know, every single diver that we have had down in the last 2 weeks has gotten their personal best yellowtail. And most of them... Yeah, you know, it really is. Most of them are in the 40-pound range, 42, 46, you know, and then a few in the high 30s. You know, but the other thing that, of course, that they like is, you know, the white sea bass, the halibut. And, you know, a lot of times they can dive in these shallow waters, and they're always amazed at how shallow some of these fish really are. They're coming back with, you know, 30, 40 pound halibut too, and it's just amazing. But, you know, I wanted to reach our group of divers out there and just say, hey, you know, we know that we have weight limits on what you can take down. And we have been very blessed that when we started all of this at Cedros, we took a bunch of dive weights down there, and I have two guys that actually work in dive shots that bring extra weights down there. So if you're looking to go diving at Cedros, know that these guys are telling us it's an aquarium down there. You bring your weight belt, but not your weights, and we have the weights for you down there.
And then spear guns are fine to bring on the plane and into Mexico?
Absolutely, because they're checked in. It's just, you know, they're checked in. It's like they're not going on the plane per se inside, you know, the aircraft with you, they are going underneath the belly of the aircraft. So, yes, we can fly with all of that.
Oh, wow.
So
and what a place to dive. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as I was talking to one of the guys, and I love that they're very respectful of, you know, the black sea bass. This last group were down there, and they had said that there were black sea bass down there that were hundreds upon hundreds of pounds, and that they were just gentle giants. Just they were checking out the black sea bass, but they said the black sea bass were checking them out.
Wow!
And they said it was absolutely incredible. So.
Hey, what about tank divers? Can you guys accommodate tank divers, or there's just no facility for that?
You know what? Obviously, they wouldn't be able to bring their tanks down on the plane.
Right, right.
But I know that there have been tank divers down there that actually people that live on the island. But that is just something that we have not done. We just have not done that.
Well,
you know, the free divers.
So I'll come down there and go there. Yeah.
Well, I tell you. And I'll post more pictures this week because the guys got back and they were editing their pictures and they have sent me some more stuff. It's unbelievable. You know, they said that, you know, one guy took a, it was a broomtail grouper. I think it was about 40-pound broomtail grouper. And he said that thing fought harder than some of the big tuna that he has gotten up here.
That's so cool.
So, Rosie, that's great. What a fun report.
Just another opportunity to go down to Cedro Sport Fishing. And speaking of opportunities, are there any spots available?
You know what? We just had 3 or 4 spots open up on a trip that is coming up here in mid-August.
Ooh.
So, man, I tell you what, give me a call. Let's get somebody's got to get on this trip. It is such a great time to go. We've looked at the weather report. The weather is favorable. I am also starting to put up trips for next year as people check back in from their trips. You know, they get first rider refusal of their trips from 24 to 25. And, excuse me, and I'm starting to put up those trips. The first Let's Talk Hookup trip, I believe, is now posted. It is June 30th to July 4th. I've also emailed those to you this morning, Pete. And then I will be getting up the next Let's Talk Hookup trip at the end of July. It comes back on the 2nd of August. But we'll get all of those up. But, yeah, there's a few trips out there. And, you know, if you guys are interested, you know, please give me a call. Phone number for us is 619-772-7570. Give me a buzz.
Thanks, Rosie. Appreciate that report. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Rosie. All right. Now let's head on down to San Diego over to Mission Bay and Seaforth Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, how's the fishing at Seaforth?
It is up pretty good, as it's been for a while here. A little shift here and there. The half days and twilights are pretty much moved on from that calico bass to sand bass. So, you know, a side grade there. It's good rock fishing in there, so picking away at those yellowtails, see one or two here or there, some sculpin, other bottom fishing there. Occasionally I'll see a halibut or something different. But overall, still very good fishing, especially if you just want to get out in the water, you know, get your line out there and catch some fish. Half day is a really good option. Full day is San Diego and Sea Watch and Elgato too on a lot of those trips. Also fishing mostly the Coronado Islands, a little bit of offshore, so they're mixing it up a bit there with some of those charters. Very good yellowtail fishing, barracuda, calico bass, other bonfish showing up in there. They did see a few bluefin down there, but that's kind of the exception there. But overall, still really good fishing. And like we talked about, yellowtail isn't necessarily a downgrade from that bluefin. It's still really good fishing down there. Those one days, day and a half longer trips, the bluefin kind of made a reappearance. They took a little break there. I think they just needed to catch their breath from being caught so much this year. But they're back to seeing those bluefin, some Dorado showing the mix, yellowtail in there. So it's kind of what you'd expect here in August, except for, I mean, bluefin in August. 10 years ago, that would have been like a, yeah, right. But very good fishing all around. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got a full schedule up there for those half days, morning, afternoon, and twilight, full days, one days, day and a half. It's that time of year where trips book up pretty quickly. So definitely check that out. Make your reservations. If you have any questions, give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us in person. get your gear all set up and get on a boat and get out there because there's some nice weather and some great fishing.
Man, great report, Marcos. We'll take that. It's August. It's biting. Appreciate a great one very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. All right, that's going to wrap up our Catch Report today, sponsored by the Fish Pros, the Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. Now, with the new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure to make your reservations today.
For sure. 213-432-1090. A line open right now. Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. Michael calling us from Del Mar is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Michael?
Great. Are you guys planning any trips, bass fishing trips to Mexico, like January, February? I went with you guys about 4 years ago. It was a blast.
Well, there's trips, I guess, out of, not with Let's Talk Hookup, but there's trips out of Fisherman's Landing that you could probably jump aboard, right?
Yeah. January, February, we don't have any. We're yeah. March, April, and May.
If you wanted
to come in the springtime, yeah, Fisherman's Landing does three trips to Lake El Salto.
Are there spots available?
There are trips. There's some in the May trip, and I think there's three or four spots in the May trip, and I think there's two spots on the March trip. But yeah, I mean, it's a fun time. It's a really fun group. Mostly sport boat guys. Frank comes every time.
Yeah, I get to go fish with Frank Lopresti.
It's the most fun. Yeah, Frank's such a great storyteller, and it's our group takes over the whole lodge, and it's just a really good time bass fishing down in Mexico. If you're free and available to come. It's a really, really fun time.
So how would Michael get a hold of you?
He can call us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, which is 619-221-8506, or call the Royal Polaris office and just tell them that they want to go bass fishing with Frank, and that's 619-226-8030.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Here's a great text from Rob in Seal Beach. He says, good morning, everyone. I have a catamaran haul. Will there ever be a seakeeper available for my boat?
There are catamarans that have gyros on them.
Oh, really?
Now, yeah, we can do that. The ride system, there are some cat holes that'll take that. A lot of them won't, but it'd be kind of a, go do a visual on the boat and get them a real answer on that one.
Huh, all right.
That's cool. That's a great one. Hey, this one is, what about gyros? Could you put two small gyros in each hole, or is it just not the... does it not work that way? Like
the thing with the cat, so we're building that big aluminum cat for one of the clients, right? The thing with the catamaran is they're so inherently stable because they're twin hulled. It takes a lot of gyro to reduce the little bit of roll that's there.
Got it.
So like on that boat that we're doing, it's a 45-foot aluminum boat. You would normally probably put a 6 in there or something.
Okay.
We put a 9, and that's the difference between a 6 and a 9. 50% more holding power, but it's a bigger unit for sure.
Got it.
And the owner was like, he had Seakeeper on his last boat. He's been on my, it's non-negotiable.
Okay.
I'm like, dude, it's a catamaran. You'll be fine. He has to. I probably don't have to turn it on and he would be fine. But hey, whatever, man. If you really want it, you want to pay for it.
But it is going in.
It is. Oh, yeah, okay. Definitely. We put one. It's actually, they got together, the guys at ACI boats up north, they got together with Seakeeper folks and they designed a system where it goes right underneath my 150-gallon bait tank.
Oh, okay.
It's like in a little compartment, middle of the boat. It looks kind of like R2-D2 sticking up out of the spaceship. That's a 9. It's a big one, yeah.
Wow.
So have not run the boat. I think it gets wet this week, and then we should get it in a few weeks. But I'm really interested to see the differences for sure. Oh, dude, this new one is ridiculous.
All time.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, we'd hold 20 cows in each side. I'm not exaggerating. It has its own.
Not that you're going to catch 20 cows.
Oh, I'd never do that. I'm kind to animals. But I mean, it's just like this boat is going to be on another level. It's a mini sport boat that goes 30 knots.
Oh my God. What does it have for power?
Twin 600 Mercury. Outboards.
Do you hear that? Twin 600.
Yeah. Omni sonar.
1,200 outboard power.
Correct. Oh, and pushing a 45 by 15 foot wide boat.
Oh, wow. God.
The outboard two speed gearbox in those things. I mean, dude,
I can't wait to see
I'd rather have this than a Viking.
Yeah,
I mean, no
so
joke, because
cool.
We can just bring it back to the dock, hose it off, and walk away.
The outboards are changing everything. I saw a Blackman with a bracket mounted outboard the other day at Coronado Islands.
Yeah.
It's like, well, how brilliant is that?
Totally.
That's probably Sean from Pelican. working. He did it all himself, and he loves it.
How's
I guess that boat runs great with a single.
Yeah.
You know? No, they've changed the game, man. I mean, who would have ever thought you could have a 40 or 45-foot boat that's just outboard power.
That you can, when you're done, you can push a button, and the engines are out of the water, and out drives, and reliability, and easy to work on. 100%. And just, yeah.
I go out of town for 2 weeks. I come back. I don't go to the boat the day before I'm going to fish.
Totally.
I just get there that morning. I slide them
push
down.
Push them down, and away they go.
And you're gone.
Yeah.
You know, it's really changed so much.
It's cool.
Hey, David from Claremont writes, he says, I just watched some videos about gyro stabilization. Incredible that six guys couldn't move the boat. And I wanted to read that because you need to go to the Seakeeper website and watch some of the videos, right, Chris?
Correct. Yeah, no, I mean, that'll give you a good idea, but, I mean, the real way to see that is to come down and do a demo with us.
Oh, okay.
And we'll take you out on the, you know, out of the jetties and put it to
show
use.
Show you what but, it
yeah,
really
no,
is.
Yeah, no, once you feel it, I mean, there's
oh, it's mind blowing.
There's nothing else like it.
Both the ride system and the gyro.
Correct.
Are both, like, how do they do that? That's the thing. It's magic.
And it's impossible to sit there and listen to the radio and not think that it's not hype until your feet are on the deck and do it. I mean, and it's not. I mean, but you have to feel it to then be like, that's it. It doesn't. Yes, it's a tremendous tremendous investment, and it's worth it. Like, I mean,
it's like trying to describe the flavor of the best piece of pizza you've ever had.
That's a great way to say it.
It's like a feeling, right? Yeah. You know, it's the hardest thing from that aspect to sell, and it's just so foreign. I mean, this is like pizza from the moon. It's great. It's like something you've never dealt with before.
Pizza from the moon. Oh, I bet that's good pizza.
It's very hard to describe, but literally come down and do a demo with us. Yeah. Call us up, and you know, we'll schedule a demo for ride or the gyro. Bring the family, because it'll blow you away.
Because you're going to buy it if you do.
you're going to be fishing with your family if you take your family out on the demo, because it'll take people that just could never get out on a boat, get seasick, you know, motion sickness, and they'll be able to go out and enjoy it with you. So, you know, you get to spend quality time with your family, which is really big for a lot of people.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Sure.
Hey, I had a great text come through. It says, good morning, boys. Nobody has talked about the pair of albacore that got caught out to the west of the Bluefin Grounds. Ollie, you're out there all the time. Do you think there's more around, or was that just a couple of lost fish? Either way, Pete, congratulations on calling them yet again this year. They showed up. Nice work.
Yeah, thank you
from
very
John
much.
And, that's from John and Carson. That's from John and Carson.
You know, there was a good handful of them caught last year, too. I know we were fishing way up there above San Clemente, and the guy from Seca Sport Fishing, he caught three or four, and we saw him
puddling
around, but I all I had was flying fish. I didn't have anything light to try to catch him with. Honestly, my take on the albacore is I hope they never come back. I kind of feel like when we go back into that albacore mode, I don't know if that's going to be the end of the bluefin, but I suspect it's going to really change things. So, you Washington guys, you can enjoy the heck out of those things and leave us and our big bluefin alone down here.
There you go. Hey, maybe he was taking a little siesta today, which is fine because he's down in siesta country, East Cape. But Chris from East Cape Smokehouse, Smokey's Curing and Cantina is on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Joe. Buenos dias. How we doing, boy?
Buenos dias, amigo. You know, you're only an hour late, Chris. What's up?
Oh, I fell into the briar patch last night, Pedro. I apologize. I lost my phone. Oh, my God.
I've done that.
It was an epic night.
I've done that. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Pedro, what's that all about,
What a week of fishing we had, Pedro. Listen to this. The tuna, the yellowfin are just, I mean, let me tell you, we are catching big tuna, baby, down here. And you know, they started out, you know, 20 to 30 miles out. Yesterday, they were, you know, 15 miles offshore. And I had texted you yesterday, Pedro, that picture of that 125-pounder that Zakara caught.
Oh,
my God.
Let
me tell you that big tuna, we're talking about tuna in the 30 to 50-pound range regularly. And then, you know, some in that you know, 100-pound category. And then a lot of yucca blue marlin and striped marlin. Let me tell you, man, we're having it is just really, really good fishing right now. And I know I've been telling you what a mild year it's been in terms of the temperature, but boy, yesterday it started getting hot. It started getting hot, Pedro.
Yeah, like it's supposed to be in August, right, in the East Cape.
Yeah, like a regular August. But anyway, it got hot. But I'm sitting out here having some coffee with Pops on the patio. We got a nice breeze going. It's a beautiful day. And we're looking forward to getting more of those big tuna, man. It is really a really, really good tuna bite right now. It is just, it's real. And by the way, we're capturing them. We got sardinas. They're doing, you know, lures. We got, Vaquera caught some tuna on the kite yesterday. So, yeah, it's really good fishing right now. It's really good.
Really great. And say hi to Clarence for us. You got the greatest pop. He's such a good guy.
I'll do it.
Of course, I know Smokies has been good, and you guys are doing that great fish processing. But Vaquera, are there still spots available if you want to go fishing on
Vaquera? Oh, yeah, we got
the best boat in the East Cape with a Sea Keeper, I might add. Cobble 35.
You know what? And as I told you, Pedro, I took a little cruise the other day with my pops, and we just went out on the water and just, we had the greatest day. But, yeah, we got, you know, August, it slows down, and we got plenty of spots available. Just get a hold of us on VaqueraSportFishing.com, and we'll be happy to take care of you, man.
Yeah, and if you're coming down on that Let's Talk Hookup trip in October, maybe grab a day on take care of you. We wouldn't be sorry.
Well, you and I are going to do some fishing there for sure.
Oh,
but, yeah, we got some spots available, and we're looking forward to having the Let's Talk Hookup crew. We always have a great time with that group, man, and it's a great bunch of people.
Coming
and we're
up
looking
fast.
Forward to seeing them.
Early
we're looking
October.
Forward to seeing you.
Looking forward to it.
Yep.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, Chris. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more of your texts. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the radio network.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa or check westcoastmarine.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haraguay Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haraguay Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanstrait Harbor offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or website qcsafaris.com.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Having a great show and a lot of fun. Chris Jones, Ali Husseini from Blue Sea Stabilizers. Lots of fun. So much info today, too, man. This is a great show.
Yeah. And we want to thank our buddy Chris on the boards for manning the phones and the board out there, and all the great people at Sports Grid and 1090 for keeping us on the air here. We want to shout out. It's been a challenging couple of weeks here, but we're here. We're still here. And want a big shout out to Chris and all the guys at Sports Grid for helping us stay with it and staying on the air, and we're gonna keep that up.
Straight up.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, it's been a very busy morning on the phones. If you want to get through and give us a call this morning, 213-432-1090 is the way to do it. One lucky caller or texter is going to win a $300 gift certificate to Costa Sunglasses today. We're having a great time. Corey from Santa Barbara did just that and is on the phones right now. Good morning, Corey.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
What's up, Corey?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, buddy. Loud and clear.
Okay, cool. Yeah. No, I just wanted to call in. I was listening to, I think, one of your live videos last night, and it was kind of like a sad story, whatnot. But, anyways, I ran the Stardust and the Coral Sea up in Santa Barbara, you know, rockfish, floatfish, and boats for a little bit. Worked on for 10, 15 years, whatnot. So I always got to represent Santa Barbara. I know we're all about the bluefin these days. And, you know, that's awesome and everything. But, yeah, you guys ever want to get out and go fishing Santa Barbara's sea landing, way to go for that.
Hey, man, well, we all talk about how much we like cod fishing, and there's some of no better in the world than some of those grounds up there in Santa Barbara. Well,
and earlier in the show, Mark Wish was talking about that halibut fishing at Santa Rosa, man. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Corey. Thanks a lot for calling, and appreciate your call this morning very much.
Good call for sure. Hey, I had another great text come through as well. This one says, good morning, boys. What is the turnaround time for install on Sea Keeper? Can it be done in the water? Does the boat need to be hauled out? Also, can it be a fixed, can it be done for a trailer boat? That's all from Rory in Lakeside.
So, yes to all of that. it really depends on what we're doing. Sea Keeper ride installs, it mounts to the transom, so yes, we have to pull the boat out, and a trailer boat's perfect for that. Larger boats, gyro installs, you may have to go to the yard. We do need, raw water, so for cooling. So you might need a new seacock. But, a lot of boats, we can pull off something else, so that would just depend. And a lot of those installs, you may need to go, the boat will need to go to a yard, at least to crane the unit onto the deck, and then we can do the install. But yeah, there's a lot of variables there, but it's kind of a mix of all of that, I guess,
totally,
to answer that.
But the ride system, I mean, if you have a trailer, just haul the boat out, bring it over to Blue Seas.
Yeah. Yeah, and it'll be about 5 days is what we're doing right now on turnaround for that.
No kidding.
On a standard install. I mean, if we have to do a bunch of glasswork or filling pockets, we call it 2 weeks and try to get it out before that.
But I just think if you've got a boat like mine, if you've got a Parker that you like me, I love my boat. My boat is perfect for what we do. But for 5 days and, like you said, between $7,000 and $15,000, depending on your scenario, 5 days and that amount of cash to be able to take the slap out of a boat like mine running every day. Are you kidding me?
That's it.
I mean, take the only negative part about our boat away to be able to slap that on and have something you don't deal with. You push a button and it does all the work for you.
Exactly.
It's a no doubter.
Game changer.
I can't wait. Cool. I can't wait. We're gonna do it to ours.
Yeah. We're spying. Well, thank you.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Think about all the chiropractic and doctor visits you save on if you put the ride system in. Yeah. For sure.
Just ask Ali. Yeah.
Hey, Dane in Huntington Beach has a question. Good morning. Great show. I have a 26 Sea Hunt, not a common boat on the West Coast. Which unit would you recommend for that boat with a budget in mind?
If we're talking Sea Keeper ride, it'd be the mid-size unit on the 26. That's borderline, but we try to go with the larger, the largest unit we can get.
Yeah. And would you go with, depending on what the weight is, a Sea Keeper 1 or 2?
Probably be a 1.
Well, one and a 26 for sure.
Yeah. That's what I have in mind is the 1.
Yeah.
And it's not small, but it's not that big.
It's really not that big.
Yeah.
I mean, it's smaller than a cooler.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
wrap your head around that.
Yeah, seriously.
What is it weigh?
Box.
Like 600 pounds with
everything. No, not the one is way.
I mean, with batteries and everything.
Oh, with batteries, I still think you're going to be. Isn't the unit like 400 or three, high threes?
Yeah, it's high threes. But yeah. You know.
And with lithium batteries, you know, if weight's a concern, that's always a great option. You swap out to lithiums, and then
exactly.
You aren't carrying around a ton of heavy batteries.
Yeah.
I mean, you said it best. Everybody finds room for coolers everywhere.
Totally.
That's the type of space you're dealing with.
Yeah. No, it's not. It really isn't that big, and that Seakeeper One comes in its own housing and everything, so it's super compact, very water resistant. If you can fit it, you know, and we can get to the stringers, if you've got room for that, you're done.
So how would you, like if Dane's interested in talking to you about it and designing a system, just give you a call?
Yeah, you can give us a call. You can check out our website also, BlueSeaStabilizer.com.
BlueSeaStabilizer.com.
Correct, and there's a sign-up form on there for the demo rides, and
you
get a hold of us, and then our numbers are on there as well.
Okay. So you can actually sign and make an appointment to do a demo ride on BlueSeaStabilizers.com.
Correct, yeah. It'll ask you what kind of boat you have and everything and what you're interested in, and we can set that up for you.
Okay.
And also, please give us a follow on Instagram, BlueSeaStabilizer as well. Yeah, we just try to build up that Instagram social following. So, yeah, BlueSeaStabilizer on Instagram or BlueSeaStabilizer.com.
All right.
That's awesome.
Very good. And you guys are sharing the same facility with Blue Seas Fabrications with the Sea Deck?
For right now, yeah. We're gonna need our own space.
Yeah.
You know, it's already becoming apparent that that's not going to work.
Yeah, we're wheeling and dealing.
Yeah, Clay needs a space, man. You got to get out of the space.
You get a couple of those gyros coming in and crate some of the bigger ones and all that. It's a pretty big footprint.
Yeah.
Because
those guys keep busy.
No, they're cranking.
Yeah.
This is the, you know, it slows down oddly enough over the summer because everybody's using their boats.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's kind of like spring and fall, you know.
Yeah.
That's like the big upgrade.
So what you're saying, if you want Sea Deck, now's a great time to get it on.
Give Ken a ring over there. He'll get you dialed in.
Yeah.
They've got a little, I mean, they're cranking, but
yeah.
They could definitely do a little
they
bit more on that
in.
Side for sure.
You could get it and have it for the rest of the summer.
Totally. It's the same with the Sea Keepers. Like, nobody wants to pull their boat out in the middle of August to go put a Sea Keeper in. So, like, we're laying plans, we're wheeling, we're dealing, taking deposits, getting all that stuff done. Sea Keeper's got some insane incentives right now.
I'll bet.
Like, we just did a deal for a guy. We were able to get him a quote to install a remanufactured, which they have a bunch of that are like 20% off or something.
Yep.
20% off for a reman unit. The only thing that is not brand new is the actual metal. Everything else is brand
new.
Really? The one I have is a reman.
Is it a reman? Yeah, it's good as new. I would not hesitate.
It's a new. And with
same
a new
warranty.
One.
Same warranty, same everything, and you save a bundle of money. But this guy was looking at getting a new unit installed, and we were able to get him just for the cost of the new brand new unit, we were able to get him the unit and be able to install it for him at the same time. And they're doing deals on warranties. Seakeeper's being very, very aggressive this summer. So if you're thinking about doing one, it's a great time to look into it and, you know, let us know if we can help you out.
Yeah, we've got an additional 10% off on the reman units right now, and then up to 50% off on extended warranties. And the warranty on those is crazy. I mean, it extends your sea time so much. Definitely worth it.
Yeah, you get a 5-year warranty on it. You're not thinking about anything for 5 years.
Wow.
And with an investment like that, you'd kind of be crazy not to get a warranty.
What's the maintenance like on one of those?
Sorry.
So yearly, I mean, you should do a yearly maintenance like you do anything on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know that they need to do that or ignore it just because it works so well. You just forget about it.
Don't do that.
No, there's a few consume. I mean, there's a zinc in the cooler, you know, same as on your Jenny or your mains. So there is a little bit. I mean, a lot of it's just a visual and just make sure nothing's leaking.
So once a year?
I would do once a year, yeah.
Hours? No, you don't have to worry about hours.
Most people aren't putting hours on it that you would think they'd have to worry about it, and that's you know, sea hours. So that's when it's actually stabilizing the boat, not the spool of time and everything. So I would schedule it once a year, and we're doing that. We'll have service plans available, and then, you know. And we can also check and see if the unit's under warranty. And that's another thing. People that already own one, give us a call because we might be able to help you out with an extended warranty. I mean, that sounds kind of cliche also, but it's a really good deal. A lot of people don't know that that's available. So, and a lot of people, like I said, don't know that what their service plan should be. So give us a call and we can set that up and do some preventive maintenance and just keep you going.
That's awesome. I mean, yeah. Once a year, changing zincs and some fluids in a servicing.
And we're not talking about thousands of dollars.
Right.
We're talking about hundreds of dollars. Chris and the boys will show up, give it a once-over. It's just like anything else on your boat, right? And like I was saying, their OEM approach with the warranties and all that. Same with the outboard manufacturers, too, now. Like, you go buy, you know, I'm running Mercury. You buy a new Mercury, you can, for a few bucks, you can get the five-year warranty. That's literally huge. You aren't even thinking about it for 5 years.
That's
awesome. And, you know, as good as they are, yeah, an alternator might fail or a fuel injector, whatever.
Well, things happen.
Yeah,
life happens.
Not your problem, and you've already kind of prepaid to insulate yourself.
That's awesome.
That stuff, so.
That's cool. Well, hey, I had another great text come through. It says, hey, guys, this is John from San Diego. My question is for Chris. I'm just having having a little trouble wrapping my head around gyro stabilization. How does more RPMs equal more stabilization?
Well, there's a couple other factors in there, including weight of the flywheel. So, you know, the larger units are actually a slower RPM than the smaller units. That has a lot to
like
do
with... Like a Seakeeper 1 spins at how high and a Seakeeper 9 spins how high?
Say if the smaller units are up to 9,000 RPM, the bigger units are like 5,000 RPM.
Wow. Okay.
But it's a lot larger flywheel. So yeah. you have that factor in there also, correct.
But it's pretty amazing. I mean, it's, you have to look at the videos on the Seakeeper's website, and it kind of explains, because you look at the thing and it's like, it doesn't make any sense.
It's just magic.
It's absolute just magic.
Yeah,
but you think about the old gyro top that you had in your hand, and that it works on the same principle.
It's exactly,
exactly the same principle.
And you have to go for a ride. That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
You got to stop worrying about RPMs and weight and flywheels and stringers, and you have to schedule a test ride with one of these guys, and then you got to figure out what you got to cut out of the budget that you can make it happen, because you have to have it.
Yeah, leave all of that up to the engineers. Seakeeper does a really good job as far as the installs. You know, a lot of people are worried, hey, if I get this and I spend all this money, you know, is it actually going to work? Is it going to be enough for my boat? We aren't allowed to sell you a unit that won't work for your boat. If your model of boat has not been done before, they'll run studies on that and you'll get a full report. You can read all the reviews anywhere, and you never hear somebody say, hey, it wasn't enough. I mean, you could always have more, I guess. You know, some of the guys on the big Vikings are going from 35s to 40s just because they can. Do they need it? Not necessarily. We're not going to do an install that doesn't work. So let us get a visual on it and let's check it out. Come for a demo ride and we'll get you set up.
We've heard the guys from, you know, Seakeeper come on here before saying that you know, if they're not going to reduce the roll by X amount, they will not sell you a unit. Like, even though it might be like, hey man, this is still going to cut it by a significant amount, but if it doesn't meet their parameters, they're not going to put the product on the boat.
It's 90%. That's their number. That's what they hang their hat on. So imagine how much your boat rolls and reduce it by at least 90%.
Crazy.
Yeah, and
it's nuts.
You know, 75% would still be a huge difference. But they're not going
to
do that.
No, correct. Yeah. And that was always a challenge with the cats, because it takes so much Seakeeper to make them.
Got it.
They don't roll that much, so to get 90% of it gone is very, very challenging. You know, 90% of one is hard to chip away at versus 100 on a big sport fish that's rocking and rolling.
You know, a lot of people I've heard, it's like, oh, isn't that thing going to like rip the bottom out or whatever? And I can tell you, I put it in a 40-year-old Pacifica, and I mean, you know, put in properly, it's totally solid.
If it rips the bottom out of your boat, you bought the wrong boat.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, I don't know where you got that boat.
Straight up.
It's not going to happen.
We won't install it where it will do that, and it won't.
It's tied to the skeleton of your boat.
Yes.
It has to be anchored to the stringers in one way or another, and we have all kinds of fancy brackets that we have fabricated and all that to make sure that it is, but you're basically putting it on your spine of your boat, and if it comes out of there, you've got much bigger problems than a Seakeeper.
You know what's really interesting is Mark Wheeler, our friend from and his Ford put it in his 62 Nomad, and it's kind of aft of the engines on the starboard side of the boat.
Yeah,
which is, I walked in, it's like, where's the Seakeeper? Because it's over here. It's like, oh, it's on the starboard side of the boat.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
My mind always goes to like center line, midship has to be here, has to be thing, and that's not necessarily the case.
It can actually help
with
the place
where it was.
If you have a natural list, I mean, maybe it's worth putting it on the other side.
Yeah,
and that's something Chris will also take into consideration. solution is, you know, juggle some batteries around or whatever so that boat sits nice and level when you're drifting or when it's in the slip or whatever. I mean, there's a lot of science behind it. Fortunately, it's kind of been done for us, and we used to do our thing, but we don't just go slapping one in a boat. There's studies, there's engineering, there's all that. Like, if we're doing a new install, we basically have to give those guys a drawing of where it's going, how it's being mounted, and then the engineers back in on the East Coast there, they say, okay, this is cool, they sign off on it, and then it gets installed. Gotcha. It's not just being slammed in and hoping it works kind of thing at all.
Right. Hey, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
Scott in Huntington's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Scott, thanks for hanging in there with us, patiently waiting.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, great show again. Hey, Ricky, earlier you mentioned the rocks and wahoo fishing. I'm going to the Royal Flares tomorrow. And is it more troll fish, or is it bomb fishing, or hopkins, or what are you hearing? Recommend it.
Man, there has just been back to old school good wahoo fishing on the long range boats. It's very traditional, trolling with, you know, with swimming style plugs, the DTX minnows from Nomads, and those Mag Bay trollers have been really popular, and, you know, old school Marauders sure never stopped working. So it's traditional troll and get a jig strike, and then casting bombs and raider jigs and you know, and dropping live baits with wire leaders, and even some of the fishing that you see like down farther south when the guys were set up on you know catching yellowtail, like hearing, you know, wahoo come through and pick off baits and things like that. There has been some very good fishing at the rocks. Now you're in for a great trip, Scott.
Yeah, have fun. Hey, thanks for the call. We'll see you down here at right next to the world. We'll watch for you from the world headquarters here tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, great text here from Jimmy in San Marcos. He says, is Seakeeper Ride able to put out on a cutout transom? So basically the old style where
open transom.
Yeah, so it mounts down on the water, you know, on the bottom of the whole base. Well, on the bottom of the transom where your trim tabs would be, correct. So it has nothing to do with
it. It just replaces the trim tabs.
Correct.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter whether it's a bracket or a cutout transom.
No, there's a bracket. I mean, there are a few height restrictions that you would need because of the controller size. But, you know, with a photo, if we get into it, and, you know, send us a photo, email it to us, and we'll check it out. Maybe hold a ruler up to it or something.
Sure.
So on some of the smaller bracketed boats, you know, we need to just make sure there's enough clearance for that.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, the cutout will not make a difference.
All right.
Another great text, man. What a great show today, guys. I'm learning so much. I have a trailer boat, and I'm really considering the Seakeeper Ride system. My question is, how much weight does it add to the boat? I'm loving this show. Also, and you talked about the amount of time you need the boat. Again, that was his question. That was from Matt.
So weight is... they're actually lighter than your current trim tab system. Just 'cause there's no big metal plate hanging off the bottom of the boat. You know, with the actuators, the controllers, and the two small head units, I mean, 30 pounds.
I was going to say, like, the kid in the box doesn't weigh 25 pounds. Yeah. It's nothing.
You need to think less traditional Seakeeper gyro and more trim tab.
Correct. For sure, yeah. This is a whole different deal. And they're made out of, like, that high-tech, or is it, like,
it's a glass.
Yeah,
it's
resin-infused composite stuff. Like
fancy
that,
plastic.
Yeah, like what a Glock's made out of kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's gnarly stuff. Like, they aren't going to break.
Yeah. Hey, another great text question here. And, again, only available on the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is the place you should be listening to Let's Talk Hookup. But, of course, you can still listen to, of course, on our website as well as 1090 AM, too. And it's from Bud. I have a Parker, and this is so perfect. I have a Parker 2020, 2120, and what would be the best upgraded? Seakeeper or the Ride system?
For the bang for the buck, the Ride system.
Yeah, I think no question. Yeah. It'll make that boat ride like it's 5 feet longer and take the pounding out, and you can spend a lot less money.
Use that money for fuel.
Right.
I don't think, you know, you could put a gyro on it, I guess, but I would go ride first, I think.
Yeah. I mean, the gyros, I just did it because I know Seakeeper 1 is going to cost you somewhere in the range of $17,000 installed, something in that range, depending on whether you do the reman or not.
Correct, yeah. I mean, a brand new unit, we just quoted one, it's about 30 with the install and batteries and everything.
And, oh, yeah, of course, you got to.
But that's not a brand new unit, so there are remans available on that.
Remans, so... Mm-hmm.
it'll be over 20.
Yeah, it will.
And the ride system would cost you about, on a 21
on
car.
On a 21, about...
$8,000 or something.
Yeah. Installed.
On glasswork, yeah. I mean, if there's no glasswork, it's pretty straightforward. And the other thing that helps a lot, too, is like Chris was saying earlier, if you have bottom paint on the boat, we don't match gel coat, don't do any of that. Yeah. We basically fill it. Chris will do that in-house and then cover it with bottom, you know, fresh coat of bottom paint. You'd never know it was there.
And we sand the unit, the controller unit gets sanded and gets bottom painted as well. So really the only maintenance on that, if your boat stays in the water, would be changing out a zinc on it, which is standard. I mean, all the other trim tabs.
The ride has a zinc on it.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, again, I think about this, like, one of the main reasons people upgrade their boat is, like, they're wanting that better ride. They're wanting this bigger thing. This is putting $8,000 investment into your boat and making it ride. But you described best this guy as a 2120 that he loves, but he's going to make it ride like a 25. You know, and instead of going out and spending $200,000 buying a brand new boat, we can invest $8,000 and get that ride out of it.
That's exactly it. I mean, bang for the buck. I don't know if there's a better upgrade for a smaller trailer boat. You know, there's
especially
really
a Parker.
Not a Parker. I mean, look, everybody loves Parkers. They're built
great
huge
boat.
Cockpit,
fantastic
all that
boat.
Stuff. They don't have a lot of storage and they don't ride great. I mean, those are the two knocks on them, right?
Yeah.
But that doesn't slow guys down. Right. You can cure one of those, you know, especially in a smaller Parker for $8,000. A bigger Parker, you might be 12, 13, 14. But still, like, what can you buy for that?
Yeah, right.
That's like a lower unit.
Exactly.
It's not, it's not a huge upgrade. You can't really justify putting a $100,000 gyro in an $80,000 boat, right?
Exactly.
The math doesn't work, but this is a quick, easy, in-out, just totally... You got to try it. You have to try it. You
just come for a demo.
Yeah, you can talk about it till you're blue in the face, but until you experience it.
Go on BlueSeaStabilizers.com and sign up for a demo.
Fill out the form, and we'll get you out on the water.
There it is. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including finding out who's got themselves a $300 gift certificate to Costa Sunglasses. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no-obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
Gamakatsu is not just all about hooks. There is so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you will always want more. The new tools are also very special, including the Spectra pliers that are made with ceramic blades, so they'll never rust. Check out the new lineup of shirts and hats, and of course, Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are amazing. Gamakatsu, so much more than just the best hooks. Get them at your local tackle shop or at gamakatsu.com.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sun. Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Hey, San Diego. The Make It Ford summer sales event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer now through September and make it your best summer yet. Get great offers on the most popular Ford trucks and SUVs and experience hands-free highway driving technology with Ford Blue Cruise available on select vehicles. It's the Make It Ford summer sales event, and that means now is the best time to get behind the wheel of your brand new Ford and drive it home today. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Oh, God!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Okay, it's time to find out who's getting $300 gift certificate to Costa. Boys, do us the honor. Somebody's got to flip that prize online.
Let Chris do it.
Come on. I'm a veteran.
Here we go.
We got heads and tails here.
We got caller and texter. And today we have a texter winning. Congratulations, David in Claremont. You have yourself a $300 gift certificate to Costa Sunglasses. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Whatever you get, you are pumped.
You are going to love it. Hey, great show.
Great job,
you guys. Lucy's Stabilizers, brand new company in the stabilizer world, but we're no foreigner to Seakeeper in there. Great company and do a good job. Chris, if somebody wants to get a demo, how do we do it?
Go to our website, bluesystabilizers.com, fill out the form, and we'll get you out on the water.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
Thank you, boys.
Ali, keep behaving yourself, okay?
I'll do my best, man.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah. And don't hurt yourself on that phone, okay? All right. Hey, thanks to Chris and all the great guys at Sports Grid for keeping us on there. Thanks to 1090 for keeping us on there, too. And thanks to you, for all of you out there. We will be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Brian Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing will be here talking some fishing and a whole lot more. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you right back here tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.